Welcome to the Lent Meditation and Worship Series with Westside Church. Our hope is that this time can be a breath of fresh air as we continue our journey towards Easter together. Let us begin today by pausing for a moment and focusing our attention to Jesus. Let us be expectant of the movement of the Holy Spirit in our time together. If you are able to do so, close your eyes and hold out your hands in front of you. Take a deep breath in and out, and another in and out. One of the last and longest prayers of Jesus took place just days before his death. And today we are finishing our deeper look at this prayer. John chapter 17, verses 24 through 26. Father, I want these whom you have given me to be with me where I am. Then they can see all the glory you gave me because you loved me even before the world began. O righteous Father, the world doesn't know you, but I do. And these disciples know you sent me. I have revealed you to them, and I will continue to do so. Then your love for me will be in them, and I will be in them. Throughout this whole prayer, you can see the continual importance of the work of bringing glory to God and the care Jesus has for his people. He longs for believers to keep on the path he has set out for us in bringing the good news of Jesus throughout the world. He longs for us to be a witness to the life and the love and the grace of Jesus so that they may know and believe in the Father. We can learn so much from this prayer of Jesus. His priorities are clear: the glory of God, the sanctity of God's people, unity for God's people, and the mission of sharing the gospel with the world. We would be remiss to look past these priorities for ourselves. Sunday is the beginning of Holy Week with Palm Sunday. We will be spending next week walking through Jesus' last week on earth, and ending with a Good Friday service on Friday night at 6 p.m. This can be a week that stirs up a lot in the life of a believer, especially as we get closer to Good Friday. Before we end today, let's pray into next week and believing all that the Holy Spirit has for us to uncover and learn. Holy Spirit, thank you for the last 5 weeks that we have been able to spend time together in your word and with you. Thank you for showing up and revealing more of who you are, God, and meeting us in the everyday. I ask that you would open our eyes for what you will be speaking and doing next week. May we be expectant of what you're going to do. Give us courage to say yes to you and what you will ask of us. We are so grateful, Jesus, for your gift of life. Help us not to squander it and be people who freely share you with the world. Amen.
Where we have chosen our way over yours, forgive us. Where we have closed off our hearts or our doors, Lord, help us. Jesus, unify our hearts. Jesus, knit together our hearts. Make us one like you are one. Make us one like you, bringing glory, honor, praise to you, bringing glory, honor, praise to you. Where we have chosen hatred or strife, Lord, help us. Where we have judged or condemned, oh Jesus, forgive us. Unify our hearts. Jesus, knit together our hearts. And make us one like you are one. Make us one like you, bringing glory, honor, praise to you, bringing glory, honor, praise to you. When they see us, may they know that we belong to you. When they see us, may they know your love for them is true. When they see us, may they know one like you are one. Make us one like you, bringing glory, honor, praise to you, bringing glory, honor, praise to you.